Molly Young with Transitions Hospice with me today. Molly, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And we're going to talk today. You have to make that decision on hospice care. That decision's been made for you. The doctors, whomever, are saying, you know, this, nothing really more we can do. So you have to look at getting hospice care. What are some of, what can a person expect, you know, maybe the patient, family members, caregivers, with hospice care? Kind of what is that next step as far as, okay, we have to make this decision. What do I expect now? What do you tell people when they, you know, give you a call or you go out and visit, you know, when you have to answer these, you know, kind of difficult questions?
Sure. The first thing I like to do is I like to reach out to those family members and set up a time just to sit down and meet. Because I feel like that's a conversation that needs to be had face to face, get those questions out there so we can get them answered for them. Really, the first step in the process is having a nurse come out to do an evaluation just to make sure that we have a baseline for the patient and also make sure that they do meet the hospice criteria.
Mm-hmm.
After that, what we do is we set them up on visits from our nursing staff. So our RNs and LPNs would be coming out and making visits to the home. That usually happens about 2 to 3 times a week. However, that can increase or decrease based on the patient's needs.
Mm-hmm.
The same with our CNAs. So we do have CNA caregivers that will come out as well 2 to 3 times a week. And again, that can increase or decrease based on that patient's individual needs. We have a chaplain and a social worker as well that make visits. Our social worker comes out and our chaplain too. They're just as much there for the family as they are for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to talk with the patient, but they're also going to meet with the family as well, answer any difficult questions, do some education on what to expect next, and just offer, you know, just some of that grief support, and just an extra person to love on them and let them know that they're cared about and they're there to listen if they need anything. The hospice service also includes medical equipment. So even if there's not a need for that in the beginning, as the patient needs change, that's something we can absolutely bring in and we're constantly looking at. The one thing that I tell families to try to help alleviate any fears that they may have is we are only a phone call away. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are only a phone call away. We want those families to know that they can come out at it, or that they can call us at any time and we'll come out and we'll be there to support them and we'll be there, you know, during those difficult times.
And I think that's an important part is that something's wrong, they call. You're not going to try and diagnose over the phone. You'll come out and actually see what's going on rather than guessing.
Absolutely. So many times you hear of, you know, different agencies that sometimes, you know, you call and it's, you know, an off hour time. It's the middle of the night on a Saturday.
Sure.
And, you know, so they try to say, okay, let's do this, you know, give them this medication. We'll be there on Monday to see them. That's not how we work. We're going to be out there that night, regardless of the time of day, regardless if it's the middle of the night. We have nursing staff that are on call and available 24 hours a day. So if it's something that the family feels, you know, they're concerned enough about to pick up the phone and call us, we need to be there to support them through that. And so we always go.
Mm-hmm. Having a social worker, explain their role a little bit. Not like you said, not only to help with the patient, but with the family, but maybe if the family has maybe legal questions a little bit, you know, power of attorney, all that stuff. She can maybe not do it, the social worker not do it themselves, but I can at least recommend or kind of guide a little bit as far as to the steps as far as that aspect goes.
Absolutely. Our social worker deals with do not resuscitate, or now it's called the pulsed form, power of attorney forms all the time. They also can help with, you know, setting up any type of community resource, whether it is maybe some extra additional counseling for the family, maybe it's, you know, Meals on Wheels, something to come in and try to help offset some of those, you know, that extra help that's needed. They've also done help with funeral arrangements and planning, because that can be very difficult for families to kind of process and go through that. So having that person with them, holding their hand through that process, it's meaningful for the family.
Do you get feedback from family members once they've gone through, you know, hospice care, they passed away, they've had their funeral? Do you get feedback from the families you've worked with saying, you know, I'm really glad you guys were around?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the other morning I just woke up and I had a voicemail left on my phone from a family member that was just telling me how thankful they were for the care that they received. And that's what makes my job so, you know, rewarding is seeing and hearing the stories of families where we could be there for them during those difficult times. And, you know, it just fills your heart.
So. Molly Young with Transitions Hospice with us today. You hear about hospice care and palliative care. Can you kind of describe what the difference is between the two?
Yeah, sure. So hospice care, you're looking at a 6 month or less life expectancy. And, you know, we're not seeking any type of aggressive treatment. So we're not going through therapy or, you know, trying to bounce back and forth to the hospital or anything like that. We're going to treat in the home or in the facility in which the patient lives in. Mm-hmm. And with palliative care, however, you don't have to have that 6 month or less life expectancy. You can still receive any type of aggressive treatments that you wish. If you're, you know, still receiving chemotherapy, you can still continue in that. Mm-hmm. If you're still receiving physical and occupational therapies, you can continue in that. Palliative is really just the nurse practitioner and the social worker that comes in to help oversee and manage those symptoms of a chronic disease. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the nurse practitioner is going to come in and help try to stay in front of those symptoms, trying to minimize any type of rehospitalizations and going back and forth to the ER by trying to stay in front of those issues. And the social worker is there to, again, help set up any services that they may need in the community, as well as talk with the families via support system, do some education on, you know, what to expect in the future, DNRs, mm-hmm. Power of attorneys, whatever they really need. And it's obviously very different for each individual.
Molly Young with Transitions Hospice. You know, there's a lot of information. We only touched on a couple here today, but, you know, there's a lot of information that and questions that families have about, you know, hospice care. As far as finding out more about Transitions Hospice, where do we go? What's the website? What are we going to find there?
So you can go, you can visit our website at transitionshospice.com. Mm-hmm. And then anytime you want to have a sit down and just talk about things, you know, and get some more information face to face about what hospice is and what palliative care is, you can call our toll free number at 877-726-6494.
And it's always good, you know, maybe you're not at that point where you need hospice care yet. Maybe you got somebody older. Maybe there's a chronic, you know, like we said, chronic disease or something they've been diagnosed with. This may be an option in the future. Never really too bad to have that conversation early to kind of get yourself ready a little bit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just educating yourself and knowing what's out there. So that way, when it does come time, you know what's going to be the best fit for your loved one and where they can get the best care they need.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.